Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to thank God for the Sabbath day and all my brothers and sisters who are on the prayer line with us in this evening. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Amen. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, we come before you tonight, Lord, on this holy Sabbath day, Lord, to give you thanks, to give you praise. And Father, as we are in this Sabbath holy day, Lord, you say that you would allow us to be holy. So Lord, as we are in this Sabbath day, we ask him that you sanctify us and that we are set aside and, set apart, and that we to come to worship you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness and what you are doing for us. Now, Lord, we are on the prayer line, Lord Father, to open this line, to allow our brothers and sisters to come and give you praise by sharing the testimonies, sharing the scriptures, their reading, the songs, all and above. Lord, all to give you the glory. So, Father, I pray for my sisters. I lift them up to you, Father. May they be blessed tonight with the word of God. And may you, Father, bless us with the love that you have given to us on Calvary Cross. Now, Lord, we are asking that our brothers and sisters may all join us, because this is the night that the Lord closer to us to have that worship. and to give him that praise. So, Father, we thank you tonight for this blessed Sabbath day. So, please, we ask in our sisters and brothers to press one and share your testimonies and share whatever God has done for you during the week. So now I will begin to open the line as my sisters and brothers press one. And I'm just grateful to you, Father, to bring them on and to be able to share. So thank you once again, Father. We pray all of this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I thank you. Sister Carla just texted me and said that she could not make it. So I came on twice, and I saw that the line wasn't open. So I said, well, Lord, I'm here waiting, so I may as well just open the prayer line and let people share. So, brothers and sisters, I will open the first line. Amen. And that is 95232. You can share. You will be able to share. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Good afternoon, Sister and Brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord, Sabbath, peaceful, and just want to thank him for just want to thank him for peaceful day, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad. Just want to read a prayer. We come to you, Lord, honestly confessing that we are often tempted to go astray, that the world's sinful enticement still have too much pull on our hearts. But being your children, the desire of our heart to heart is to refuse to consent the temptation and to please you. Help us be men and women of virtue, possessing the moral fortitude, inner strength needed to overcome the world. Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you for this prayer, and I wrote it down because I need to read it a lot more often, because it's shameful, and it's a lot of things we can't overcome, but through the Lord, reading his word, it makes you pull back and think and just stop a minute and listen at his word and pray, and just pray and pray, soon by and by, you're overcoming. And I just thank him for his words and asking for forgiving them sin, because it's very sinful. And evil is on every hand. But we just got to pray it all and just try to run and hide from the devil and just ask him to flee. And you just have to pray. And I tell you, being in a trying to be in the godly world, it's a job, because I'm trying to get into it, and I'm learning it by and by. But through God's grace, he helped me through everything else. He's gonna help me conquer. I just thank God for the word, and like I said, I write it down because I know the things I suffer with, and I write it down, read it, and learn where to port, where I fail, and want to understand it and get out of things. So God is working on me in all things. And I just ask for prayers for me, my family. Continue praying for Brother John as he's looking better. So that means he's coming through. So I thank everybody for praying. So he's coming through. I didn't have to take him to the doctor. He's looking better. That's part of his illness that he had, didn't have, and he needed to go to the doctor for recovery, but he didn't have to go because he had some medication here. And thank the Lord and just ask for prayer for being light, all our members on and off the prayer line, all the sick ones, all the ones that are in the nursing home, all the ones around the prayer line and need help in whatever situation we're going through. And we just ask the Lord to strengthen up us, give us the strength to continue going strong in and help all those that need on the street and need a place to stay. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing that with us. I won't take long by saying anything because my brothers and sisters got their hands up, and I like to open the line, but we just want to thank you, and we will offer the prayer for Brother John. And you know the word said, you know, in prophecy, it always talks about by beholding, you become changed. So behold the word of God, and he said you would become changed. And that's how we all became changed, by beholding. So I just want to thank you for coming on and share. And we will lift you up in prayer. So thank you once again. Thank you, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Advent Light Ministry. I didn't read the scripture. I'm just going to read the scripture that I had turned to. And we all was in prayer by God's grace, and that we pray for his word. And, Father, we just lift your word up, because I didn't really say the word of God. So we lift your word up to you, Father, that you give us your Holy Spirit tonight when we read, and that we can understand it. And we pray for your wisdom. We pray for your knowledge to fall afresh on us tonight. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. And I'm reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and I'm just going to only read verse 13 and verse 14. And thank you, brothers and sisters, while you press one, I'm just going to read this and open the line. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Oh, praise God. So, sisters and brothers, you can go back to that scripture if you like to, and that is Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and verse 14. And I just want to thank you for being patient, and we're going to open this line. Amen. We're going to open this line, 518-482. Your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Thank you, sister, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath. God is good. God is so, so good. I just, amen. This is Sister Consonale from Upstate, New York. And I want to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Had it not been for God's mercy, I would not have been on this line today, tonight. But I just want to thank God for this Sabbath day, this holy Sabbath day of rest. Maybe we can come apart as brothers and sisters and open God's word and give our experience. I want to thank God in a very, very special way for, I said, sparing the life of my brother. I could have got another death in the family last night. And he was just, he went to the hospital to take, I think, a picture of their heart. And when they went there, they had to put in a stent because he had a blockage there. And I said, you went to the hospital and you didn't even call your sister and tell her that you're going to the hospital so we could lift you up in prayer. So he went there and they did what they had to do, and he's home resting peacefully. But it really shook me up when I think about it, because God is very good. Because he had a blockage, I think it was in his legs, and the doctors want to know why he had this blockage. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, last month. And there the doctor were following up, you know, with his case. And they saw that after they went there, they had to put in a stent right away. They couldn't, you know, close him up back. They had to go through his groin. And he is lying peacefully in his bed. So I just want to thank God for his spare life, because it could have been something different this evening. I want to sing this song for all of us. Jesus paid it all. And I want you to listen carefully to the words of this song as I sing. I hear the Savior sing, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain. Is white as snow. Since nothing good have we, whereby thy grace to claim, we wash our garments white in the blood of Jesus paid it all to him we owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And the last verse goes like this. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, we lay our trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And as I was speaking to my brother this morning, he called me and said, I'm home now and everything is okay. And he turned to me and says, you know what? When Jesus is in the vessel, you can smile at the storm. But I wanted to know, really, if you know what that means, that when Jesus is in the vessel, he could smile at the storm. Because he was going through that experience. He didn't even knew if he would have come out of that. I said, you should have called us to pray for you at least. But thank God we are always on our knees. And God has spared his life, give him another chance to let him make right with him. And I just text him a happy Sabbath, and I hope he have a peaceful Sabbath and think about his experience, because he could have been taken away when they went in there and see all the stuff there. We are not certain. Life is not promised to anyone. And I cannot thank God enough, because I almost cry when I think about what he did and had to go through such a serious, I said, operation, because they had to go through his groin. And then they put put the camera or whatever, and they see the part that was blocked, and they release it. So God is so good to him that he has to say, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And I hope as he reflects his life, as I told him this, I said, I hope you reflect your life for this year alone. How many times you went one time to the hospital and the God was so good to you. They said the blockage was in your leg, and the doctors didn't know what else to do. And when they went in there last night, they found that he had another blockage there. So I just give God all the praise and all the thanks, you know, for being here on this line tonight to give my testimony of his goodness towards us all. So today was quite a busy day for me, and because I was trying to inform his relatives what happened. But, you know, I could all just say God is good. God is good, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Sabbath day of rest, and I pray, Lord, that you will bless us abundantly, all of us that come on this line tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli. Sister Consonelli, I have a question. My sister,
yeah.
we've been hearing a lot of people are having blood clots. One man had a blood clot in his arm. Did your brother get a vaccination? Was he vaccinated?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he takes all
the
vaccines.
Oh,
he took it.
Okay.
And I told him,
well,
I said, use some cayenne pepper because cayenne pepper is very good for that. He takes all the vaccines.
Yes,
he's vaccinated.
Okay.
He let them thing on him. Yes, and I heard that even before a lot of people die. I have relatives that die from it in the islands who took the vaccine.
Yes.
So I know.
Yes.
And he knows. Yes, it is.
Sister,
it is a fact.
I've heard so many people then drop dead. And I'm like, Lord, what is the problem?
Yes.
And now I'm hearing your brother. I just heard the man yesterday had a blood clot in his arm. And I'm like, Lord, I've never heard so many people with blood clots. Young people.
That is what the vaccine is doing. And they said in the next 2 years they wouldn't be here. They would die.
Mercy.
And it's looking like it's something coming to pass. All those who took the vaccine. So we just got to ask God for protection and to bless us, man. Yeah.
Yes, I thank you for answering my question because I was concerned, like, why so many people coming up with blood clots? This, I've never heard that many people come up with blood clots. So thank you for answering that question for me. So can you tell the people, can you just mention
what
you can take? Go ahead.
This is the second blood clot he had. He had one near to between his heart, and the doctor said it's going to, he might get other effects because of it. It was lying there. Yes, and then just the last month.
Okay.
And this is not this month has gone very far. Yeah.
So what can a person
he has to give
take
him,
to?
He has to be hospitalized, and he has to get some blood thinners.
Yes. That's what the gentleman said. He had to get blood thinners. So what can a person take if they have if they find out, you know, sometimes it's too late. So what can they take? Just say cayenne pepper?
Cayenne pepper. Drink that, eat that. Yes. That is a blood thinner.
Amen.
And people don't know that.
Amen.
It's a good blood thinner. But, you know, people don't believe these things. Because thank God for the health message. I'm telling you.
Okay. Let me open the other lines because there's people that's waiting. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I just, happy Sabbath to you. And I thank God for hearing
continue
that your brother, because this brother you speaking about, this brother wasn't the one that was already in the hospital you attend to. This is another brother?
This is the other one. This is my last brother. That's my baby brother, the last one in the family.
Okay. Yes,
He just retired last year from his job, but he's still working.
Okay.
And he is a nurse, so he knows. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sister, for coming on and sharing that with us, brothers and sisters. It is such a blessing. We get so much news on this prayer line, but we want to thank Sister Consonelli for singing that song, Jesus Did Pay It All. And now that we see, her brother could have been gone. And that was my prayer earlier, that we are here tonight and we are seeing this Sabbath. So thank God for you on this prayer line. So we're going to open the line. Amen. Two more. Please be patient. Let me open this line. Brother Eli, been waiting. So 857-505, your line is open. Can you please share your name and where you're calling from. And if you Brother Eli, if you can, we're going to have to be a little bit more, you know, so the other people can speak, if you don't mind. So go ahead,
Amen.
Brother Eli. I'm sorry to cut it short. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Miola, for his love, for his mercy. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Miola. Before I go, my prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Do not forget to lift up my mother in prayer. Do not forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Dylan in prayer because Brother Dylan is Seventh-day Adventist. His name is Brother Dylan. It's D-L-Y-A-N. Lift up Brother Dylan in prayer. He's Seventh-day Adventist, so please lift him up in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Brother Dylan's family members. Do not forget to lift up his brother in prayer. Do not forget to lift up his family in prayer. And do not forget to lift up Brother Keon in prayer, Sister Miola. Start with a Q, Brother Keon. Lift up Brother Keon in prayer. And Sister Miola, I want to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. I would like to lift up Sister Tamiko's mother too, Sister Dalty, senior, Sister Dalty, beloved Sister Dalty, and Sister Viola. I hope Sister Dalty's on this prayer line with Sister Tamiko in the name of the Lord, Sister Viola, because Sister Viola, I would say, Sister Tamiko, my dear sister, today is the day how the Lord hath made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in this. Sister Tamiko, this one is for your beloved mother, Sister Dalty. Today's the day how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. My dear sister, be glad in it, my dear sister. Sister Dalty, be glad in it, my dear sister, because God have a special plan for you. Whether we kind of will preach the gospel on the prayer line, whether we kind of may God bless you with your ministry, whether we kind of may God continue to guide you, whether we kind of, because whether we kind of, today's the day, how the Lord has made, whether we kind of, let us rejoice and be glad that today's the day how the Lord has made, whether we kind of, oh, let us rejoice.
Amen.
And be glad that whether we kind of shout hallelujah, because Sister Viola will shout hallelujah, whether we kind of, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for always lifting up brothers and sisters, and we will lift up these prayers. And we're going to go to the next line that is waiting. And Brother Eli, those prayers that you always give requests, we lift them up all the time, and I'm sure other prayer line, we're going to open this line, and we're going to ask the brother to pray for us. 931-3322. Your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Sister Leola. This
praise
is Elder Richardson. Hope all is well and hope everybody is doing fine and really enjoying the Sabbath. Good to hear Brother Eli giving God a praise and asking for prayer, not only for himself, but for his other companions and mothers and brethren and otherwise. But I will not be long. I just want to bring a song. In times like these, we need a Savior. And I hope that God truly bless our hearts to be faithful to him and to serve him all the days of our lives. In times like these. In times like these, You need a savior. Times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yet he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Are you very sure? Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. In times like these, oh, I have a savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. Are you very sure? Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. Amen. God's blessing to all. Let Jesus be your anchor. Let the Bible be your anchor. Let your faith hold steadfast and sure while the billows roll. God bless everyone. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for the song. We love that song, Our Anchor Hold. Amen. And Brother Richardson, I was going to ask you to pray, but I'm hearing your voice. You got sound like you got a little sinus or cold. I don't want to, just have you to wear your voice out. So I'm going to ask
fine.
Us to kind of,
That's fine.
You can
That's
pray?
Fine.
Well, good. Sister Constanelli, she asked for prayer. She's for her family, for her brother, because he had two blood clots. And just pray for me, Brother Richardson, also. And Sister Brenda asked for prayers. Brother John was sick. He had caught a cold also. So lift him up in prayer. And the special guests, we have guests from all around the world. We need to just lift us up, Brother Elder Richardson, by God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. As we go down in prayer, let us seek the Lord while he may be found, while we can call upon him, while he is near. Let us pray. In times like these, we surely need a Savior. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, Lord, we do not need to be idle. In times like these, our anchor must hold to the rock, Jesus. So, Father, I'm praying at this moment for this privilege, this opportunity to come on the Advent Prayer Line Ministry to be blessed to hear all those testimonies and songs and even asking for prayer requests. Father, you have heard the prayer requests. Brother Eli, I've asked for prayer for his mother and his two other companions that he asked for prayer, his two other friends. He asked for prayer for Sister Tamiko and the family. Oh God, and all the others, Lord, that he had praying for. Even, I know, Jihari, always had him in prayer, and we are praying for him also, Jesus. I want to pray on Brother Eli that your blessing be upon him, dear Father. As he have asked prayer for himself, Lord, that he will be faithful to you and to trust in you, dear God, and to love you and to serve you all the days of his life. Give him the strength. Give him the blessing. Give him, Lord, the healing, Lord, and the blessing that he's seeking for. Lord, we have asked for prayers for Sister Brenda, John, who has come down with a cold. Oh, Lord, I pray that your healing balm be upon and over him at this moment in his condition. I pray, Lord, that he will take all the necessary precaution and all the necessary steps of, Lord, taking whatever, Lord, things that he need to take, Lord, to help alleviate, Lord, and to cut, Lord, cold short, Father. And I pray that you will give him mercies and blessings and healing in a special way. Oh, Lord, we are praying for the two brothers that with a blood clot. Oh, Lord Jesus, I am praying concerning this situation. And I know, Lord, Sister Continelli have asked a prayer for them because they have taken the COVID shots, all of them, and we see the complications that have come down, Lord, where people are dying time after time, day after day, dear God, because of the COVID shots. Oh, God, mercies, and may your mercies and your comfort and your peace be upon the family in a special way. Sister Constantine, bless her, I pray, Lord, give her the strength and the healing in her life and the blessing that she need, Lord, in serving you. And all the others, Lord, that are on this prayer line, I'm praying for, dear God. Your faithful servant, Sister Leola, Lord Jesus, I pray your blessings upon her also and on her husband, Ray. Oh, Lord, may you continue to bless them in their day by day, in their serving you, Father, that you will provide for them the those things that are that they are in need of, dear God. Blessings and healing and grace be to them all in a special way. Lord, we are praying for Sister Carla. Lord, we are praying also for all those that were once on the prayer line, dear God, but for some reason, Lord, they have pull themselves away. I pray that they will even, Father, remind them, dear God, what time it is and that they need every encouragement in their lives to be faithful and to hold and to trust in you. Oh, Lord, I'm praying for Brother Udi. Oh, Lord, Udi, Lord, and his family in a special way, dear Father. I pray your mercies and your grace be extended upon them also, dear Father, and Brother Bernard and all the others, oh God. Sister Powell that is in Jamaica, praying for her, Lord, and whatever time she'll be returning, Lord, bring her home safely. And Father, the speaker of the hour, Evangelist Ricardo, I pray that you will bless him. Give him power from on high as he break forth your words. Speak to him, through him, by him, for him, and in all around him, Lord, that the words that he speak, Lord, will be fresh bread from heaven. Bless his wife also, Samantha, that she, Lord, will love and serve you, Lord, and uphold his hand and be there, Lord, in encouraging him and provoke him unto love and good works. And bless us all, Lord, as we go into your words to listen. Let the words of our mouth then and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Richardson, for the prayers you offered for us all. And may God get the glory. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we We want to thank Brother Richardson for lifting all of us in prayer. And God heard those prayers, brothers and sisters, because we need prayers. You know, Sister Constanelli mentioned earlier that not the next minute is promised to us. And we see how things are happening in this world. So we have to be ready. Oh, sisters and brothers, we have others to press one. But I think, let me open the line for Sister Carla. Oh, I don't see her anymore. Because I don't know if Brother, let me see. First of all, I think Brother Ricardo comes on at 45 after. So brothers and sisters, let us see if Brother Ricardo is on. Brother Ricardo, if you are on the prayer line, we need you to press 1 to let me know what number you are calling from. Amen. He is on. I'm so sorry, other brothers and sisters, that, you know, that I haven't gotten a chance to open your line, but he is on. So let me just offer a word of prayer for him again, as Brother Richardson has prayed. So I just want to thank you, Father, once again, for all the brothers and sisters that have shared and give testimonies or get reading, songs, all these things, prayers. I want to thank you for my brother lifting all of us up in prayers. And, Father, that's what you have said, that we come together in fellowship and lift one another up in prayer. So I want to thank you. And now, Lord, as we lifting up Brother Ricardo again in prayer, may you bless the words from his mouth, Lord, and may these words be your words, Father. And also, we ask him for wisdom. We ask him for that knowledge. We ask him for the Holy Spirit to help each and every one of us what he must bring to us to help us to understand, but not only understand, Father, help us to be doers of the word of God. We thank you, Father. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. We lift Brother Ricardo and bless him and keep him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Brother Ricardo, we're going to open your line. And 610, your line is open. And, Brother Ricardo, your line is open. And
good evening, Sister Leona. Amen. Thank you so much for opening up my line. Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen. I can hear you.
Amen. All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe us through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. And as I was just contemplating, friends, you know, the world just viewing these holidays, and sometimes it has to take somebody 12 months to celebrate just a Christmas. And I just look at Christmas. We all know that Christmas has nothing to do with Christ. But we are told we must use these holidays to evangelize. And if you look at it, brothers and sisters, you know that God gives us a holiday that we can look forward to every week, which is the Sabbath, even though it is holy. This is supposed to be our Sabbath. The whole world is looking forward for Christmas. Everybody focusing on trying to buy each other gifts. But remember, when they are focusing on each other to buy gifts, nothing wrong with that. But remember, the ultimate gift, the greatest gift that one can receive is Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Happy Sabbath again, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience. May God continue to bless you. Can you please say a word of prayer for me that my word will not be heard, but Christ will be uplifted and his word be uplifted. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Safe through another week, you have brought us in our way. This is what we call the Sabbath. And when we meet each other, we say, Happy Sabbath. So I pray that, Lord, all of my brothers, we are cheerful and we have a merry heart and we are smiling. This is our day, Lord, we're supposed to look forward to every week. Not like the world, Lord, celebrating these holidays which do not represent you, do not bring glory to you. But this day that you set aside for all mankind, that we can rest from our labors and to rest in Jesus. Lord, now I'm asking for your Holy Spirit. Bless everyone. We pray that you may send Holy Angel like excelling strength to be with us in our house, wherever my brothers and sisters are. At this moment, let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, Jesus is coming, and we're going to go into the Word of God. We're going to look at the wrath of God. When I say the wrath of God, the third angel message, he's the one that's going to bring on the wrath of God. He is the sealing angel. He is the one that binding and selecting. So, beloved Seventh-day Adventists, there's no more, we don't have no time to wait. Let us not focus, do things like the world. God called us to be different. And it's a hard thing to be different. If you cannot be different, Jesus is going to tell you now, why do you call me Lord and do not? Notice what he said. Why do you call me Lord, Seventh-day Adventists? Why do you call me Lord, Advent Light, and do not the things I said unto you? So, brothers and sisters, if you are struggling, whatever here you are struggling, just call unto Jesus, and he will help you. Amen? Go with me now, Revelation chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. No, just read from 9 to 10. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 10. We are looking at the wrath of God. And this is dealing, the wrath of God is dealing with the third angel. Dealing with the first, second, and then the third angel. We are told that fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the angel that is selecting and binding. So this angel, beloved, going to determine between you and I if we are fit to receive the seal of God or if we are fit to receive the mark of the beast. Are you with me, beloved? And God's will is that none of us to receive the mark of the beast. Are you with me? God's will is that every one of us to receive the seal of God in our forehead. And God is trying to help us to develop character in these last days. Amen? Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. It reads, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink as the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. Notice the third angel message is warning us. It's like a, somebody threatening your life. The third angel message is threatening you and I for salvation. Certainly in, beloved, because now this first angel is establishing worship, righteousness, and to fear God. And also the first angel is showing us for the hour of his judgment is come. And the second angel is saying that Babylon is falling. Why? Because she made all nations drink of the wine. So now why the people, they're going to receive the seven last day? Because they are drinking wine. False doctrine. Erroneous doctrine. Now, will the beast be worshipped? Go with me now. We're still in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Will the beast be worshipped? Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Will the beast be worshipped? Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. It's read. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. This is the papacy. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? They are drunk. Drunk on the wine of Babylon. Jump down with me to verse 14 now. Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 now. This is the beast. Because remember, the dragon gives his power and authority and his seat to the beast, which is the papacy, right? Verse 14 now said, and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which wounded by a sword and did live. So America is going to make an image to the beast. Seventh-day Adventist, Advent Light, you are not tested on Sunday. Why? Because you have a knowledge of the true Sabbath. That is not your test. Your test is the image, the church and state coming together. Because we are told before probation closed, the image of the beast have to be formed before probation closed. That is Seventh-day Adventist. I believe we are not emphasizing on that. Because a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, we are waiting for the National Sunday Law to come. Brothers and sisters, no. If you are waiting for the National Sunday Law to come, you miss the mark. Because we are tested on the image of the beast. Are you with me, beloved? This is our image. This is another study. But just to emphasize on that little. Now, will people be forced to receives the mark of the beast. Many of God's people are going to be forced to receive the mark of the beast, both rich, poor, bond, and slave. Now, go with me now, verse 16 and 18, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18. We are going somewhere. We're dealing with the wrath of God. Why are many going to receive the wrath of God? Verse 16 to 18, same chapter, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18. And he cast all. Pause right there. And he casteth all. That word cast means force or coerce. And he casteth all, both small, great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. We hear about food shortages that come in, beloved. Why are they doing this? Because they are trying to make you and I to live a miserable life. So you can give in. So you can sell the truth. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Are you with me, beloved? Many of God's people, we are selling out for fame. We are selling out for gain. Many of God's people, we are coming in ways to gain money. Oh, I get, Bible said, leave Ephraim alone. And not only that, Ephraim said, I find me some substance. This is the condition of God's people, the black heart, advertising merchandise. But the merchandise is Jesus. We need to advertise Jesus to the fallen world, beloved, and stop advertising Rome agenda. We must advertise the sympathizing Savior, the everlasting Savior who can save us in our fallen nature. We must tell of Jesus. The only reason for Seventh-day Adventists to be in existence is to give the first, second, and third angel. Anytime you hear a man telling you about, listen, I know some social security over here. If you do this and you do that, beloved, we are told you are departing from the faith. I'm not dealing with it, that man and that woman. We have a more fearful and frightening message. The third angel, beloved, if we are doing these things, your name will come up in reviews and God will say, unjust still, and wipe your name out of the book of life. We have a fearful message, beloved. Can you imagine a mother is threatening our son? If you do this, I'm going to do all of these things. God is threatening us, beloved. But with tough love, as we are stubborn and we are stiff-necked. But Jesus loves you. Sometimes my parents got to talk hard and turn to that child. Sometimes I have to talk soft and mild. But beloved, we are in the time God has to talk to us firm with a deep voice so we can get it. Are you with me, friends? Let us move on. Verse 18 now. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understood the number of the beast, for this is the number of a man, and his number is 666 scores. 666. That is 666. The number of the man. So when they hear Seventh-day Adventists is saying that the chip, the vaccine is the mark of the beast, beloved, that man and woman need to go back. The Bible says, you have not learned of Christ, so you need that someone to teach you again the first principle of the oracle of God. That man and woman need to go back and to sit down. The world believes that, but Seventh-day Adventists, you and I without a shadow of doubt, that none that Sunday will be the mark of the beast. Are you with me, beloved? Not to flinch, or with a second doubt, our opinion. We must call it by right name. Sunday is the mark of the papacy. Everyone who's acknowledging Sunday, they are giving homage to Rome. Call it by right name, beloved. Truth stand by itself. Let us speak truth. We are told that truth falleth in the street. Revelation chapter 15 now, verse 1. What is the wrath of God? Because I said the title, the wrath of God. What is the wrath of God? Seventh-day Adventists will know this. We're supposed to know this. I pray that you know these things. What is the wrath of God? What is the wrath of God? Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Chapter 16 now of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vial of the wrath of God upon the earth, upon them that receive the mark of the beast and his name. Jesus did not want any one of us to be lost, but because of our own decision in these last days. So now, who did David say will drink the wine of the wrath of God? Go with me to Psalm 75, verse 8. We want to know who will receive the wrath of God. Psalm 75, verse 8. Who will drink the wrath of God? Or who will receive the wrath of God? For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. What do you use a cup for? Drink water? Drink some herbal tea? I hope you have some herbal tea or some water or orange juice. No wine, beloved. Remember Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1? Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and he that partake of it is not wise. Are you with me, beloved? We're not supposed to drink wine on occasion. We're not supposed to drink wine on at all. The Bible says, did you not know that your body is the temple of the Lord? Which temple are ye? The Holy Spirit dwell in our body. So if you are drinking wine, you ain't got no Holy Spirit, beloved. You have Satan's spirit. Are you with me, beloved? But don't get discouraged. God don't want his people to drink no wine. Are you with me? Let us go come back to the word now. Psalm 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. Pause right there. It is full of what? Mixture. Notice in Revelation, let us make a comparison now, beloved. The Bible says, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, meaning it is filled with mercy. It is filled with sympathy. Go with me back to Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. Notice Psalm 75, verse 8 said, it is filled of mixture. I want you to catch these words in, beloved. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out mixture. You know, just like you have some ginger tea and you want to put some honey in it. If you drink that tea without no honey, it means you don't have no mixture in it, right? You are just drinking the natural. Just make an example. But God is saying that now. When God pours out his wrath upon the disobedient, meaning they would not mix no mercy. The wrath of God is pouring out on the earth, but it is mingled with mercy. It is mingled with love. It is mingled with sympathy. But now, notice what the Bible said in Psalm 75, verse 8. It is full of mixture. So now God is showing mercy to us. Even though when he punishes us, he still shows mercy. Are you with me, beloved? Does these things make sense? But now when probation closes upon us, when God going to do his final act, his strange work, which is the seven last plague going to pour out upon this earth, it's going to pour out without mixture. Let us move on. Go back with me to Psalms 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poured out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Are you hearing this, beloved? When God poured out this wine without mixture, all of the wicked have to drink it. Go one more step with me now. Remember now, it says, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. So in the cup is wine. But notice, wine is good doctrine. I have wine. You have fermented wine and unfermented wine. The wine of Babylon is fermented. The wine of God is unfermented. Wine is doctrine. Wine is teaching of Jesus Christ's word. Now let us look at red, because it says, and the wine is red. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. What does the Bible mean, the wine is red? Let us see what red is symbolized as. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, we are familiar with this one. Come now, let us what? Reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as what? Scarlet. They shall be as white as what? Snow. Though they be what? Red like crimson. Hold it right there. You and I sin be like what? Red like crimson. Crimson is like a permanent dye, beloved. Do you know when you buy a good material and the color, no matter how smug, sometimes you have this shirt or whatever applying for years and the color is still look the same like the first time, you bought it? Our sin is like that. But the only thing can remove that sin, that stain, is the blood of Jesus. Are you with me, beloved? And his word. So our sins, beloved, kill Jesus on the cross. So Jesus see that you and I, we are without hope. And he come, he take off all of his glory to humble himself, to subject it in a fallen body like you and I, that subjected to death, just to take on the wrath of God that you and I deserve upon themselves. When Jesus was hanged on the cross, his hand stretched north, east, west, and his foot, beloved, the wrath of God was upon Jesus, beloved. You and I sin. One of my sins can kill Jesus. Can you imagine the whole world sin? Every day you sin, that sin kill Jesus. Every day you murmur, that sin kill Jesus. It seems like we have dig him out of the ground, put him up on the cross, put him in the ground and resurrect him and all these things. Beloved, we are told that we crucify him afresh. Are you crucifying the Lord afresh? Beloved, my sin, too much sins I have, I crucify him afresh every day. If you say do not crucify him afresh every day, the Bible said the truth is not in you and you are a liar. Beloved, we are all sin and fall short of the glory, but thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who can redeem us from this fallen nature, who can restore us from sin. Amen? So then let's look at red, beloved. We are trying to describe red. Red is symbolizing sin. Remember, we are trying to break down Psalm 75, verse 8. Remember, the Bible says the wine is red. And we are looking at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Remember, the Bible says, come, God said, God loves to reason. Are you with me? Do you like to reason? Not to get fussy and irritated. God is humble, patient, calm, lowly in heart. God says, come now. Can you imagine that still small voice, Advent life? Come now. Let us reason together. Let us talk these things out. Come now. Let us what? Reason together, said the Lord. Who? Not Brother Ricardo, said the Lord. Not Advent life, said the Lord. Though your sins be as what? Scarlet. They shall be as what? White as what? Snow. Though they be what? Red like what? Crimson. They shall be what? As what? Old. Are you with me? There is hope, beloved. There is hope. No care how many mistakes you make during this week, beloved. There is hope for you because he promised you, if you believe in his word, there is salvation. It is full and free. Let us move on now. Who else the Bible describes being as red? We want to know who is the originator of sin. Who caused us to be in this situation, even though we are in disobedience? But who caused us to be in the situation that we are in? Go with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. We're going to look at the originator of sin. Who caused sin to be in this world? Who caused sin to be in the human family today? We know Adam and Eve play a part, but we want to go see the instigator now. Let us look at the instigator now. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. Revelation. Look at this now. We're dealing with red, beloved. Still on topic. Red. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. Hold it right there. Who is it? There appear a great, great red dragon. Why does the Bible describe Satan as great red dragon? When Satan tried to have a meeting with Jesus, Jesus said he cannot come back because there was iniquity born in Satan. That means he is the originator of sin. He is the problem of our world today, beloved. How is it that we be loyal to Satan every day? What does Satan do for you and I? He only brings pain and suffering and frustration and broken homes and all these things, beloved. Satan do not do anything for you and I but to bring death, crime, and violence and dishonesty in our life, beloved. Satan do not do anything for you and I. We must hate that soul. Satan is the enemy of your soul. The Bible said the great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head. This is the Satan, beloved. He is the serpent. Have nothing to do with that soul. Trample him under your foot. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ against that wicked soul. When he bring up thoughts and doubts in your mind, say, Satan, get thee behind me. The blood of Jesus Christ against us. Beloved, Jesus, give us power. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. When you see things not going on right in your family, you need to cry out. Let your voice be heard. Lift up your voice like a trumpet against that wicked one, Satan and his demon, demon of depression, demon of sickness, demon of malice, demon of worry, demon of doubt, and all these demons, beloved. You need to bind them up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have power. That tongue, beloved, the same tongue we use to glorify God and the same tongue we use to curse each other. Let us use that tongue to bring glory to Jesus. And let us use that tongue to trample Satan under our feet. Amen, beloved? Amen. Jesus is coming. Let us get ready. Let us look for a little bit more on red. We are dealing with red. So we know that Satan is a transgressor of God's law. So what is sin? We know that in 1 John 3, 4, we're familiar with this. Whosoever committed sin has transgressed the law. For sin is the transgressor of the law. So Satan was the transgressor from the beginning. And that's what God said, come now, let us have reason together. Though your sin be as like crimson, he wants you to make you whole. God wants each and everyone to be whole. But that great red dragon is the enemy of your soul. Go one more step with me. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. Remember, we are dealing with wine again and red. Wine is doctrine and the red represents sin. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it given its color in the cup, when it moves itself aright. So red is a symbol of what? Sin. Are you with me, beloved? Go one more step with me now. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine of this fury at my hand, and cause all nations to whom I send thee to drink it. Are you hearing this, beloved? So God wine can be, the doctrine of Christ can be for or against. What do you mean by that, my brother? Do you remember when Jesus said, you cannot put old wine into new bottles? Let the new wine burst that bottle. So in other words, beloved, you and I, we need to be born again. You and I cannot have a carnal mind, carnal body, a old sinful body, wretched body, and receiving the doctrine, the teaching of Christ, beloved. What the wine of Christ going to cause your bottle, your vessel, it's going to crack. It's going to mar that vessel, and it's going to burst it open. So that's why you see many go out from among us. So we need to receive the wine, the teaching of Christ, in new bottles, in new vessels. So the wine of God can be for, and it also can be again. We know that the word of God comes on those who have transgressed his law and practice wickedness. Now we're in Jeremiah chapter 51 now. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 7. Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. Who? Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all nations drunken. That made all the earth drunken. The nation have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nation are mad. Are you hearing this, beloved? So when Jesus appear into the cloud, the wicked, they're going to be running from him that sat on the cloud, saying, hide us, saying to the rock, fall upon us. Fall. Who is it that can somebody in their right mind telling the mountain and the rock to fall on us, hide us from us? Why? Hide us from him that sat on the cloud. Because they are mad. They lost their sense. Their spiritual mind is numb. This is what the wine of Babylon do. It causes you to be mad. So now, beloved, question. What does fermented wine do to those who drink it? We want to know what does fermented wine does to one that drink it. Let us look at Proverbs. I give you this earlier. Proverbs chapter 20. Verse 1. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. What does fermented wine? We know that the wine causes you to be mad. But if you are mad, a madman is not what? He's not wise. But listen to what the Bible said right here. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. You know that wine is a lighter portion. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not what? Wise. So if you are not wise, the Bible will call you a foolish what? Virgin. Are you with me, beloved? So in other words, wise virgin, they are not drinking fermented wine, but wise virgin, they are drinking unfermented wine. Are you with me, beloved? So now, question again. If literal wine can cause drunkenness, what about spiritual wine? It causes you to be mad. And why? So if the wine of Babylon, let me show you something now. Because we see dead crime and violence, and we see our government, they are doing all kind of crazy stuff. Because we are told that these laws, these draconian laws, they are putting in place to restrict religious liberty and also restrict your freedom of movement and freedom of rights and all these things. You name it. So now, if they drink the wine of Babylon, are we living in a time when the nations are getting hungry? Let us go with me now to Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Let us see what the Bible has to say with it first. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Let us see what the Bible has to say regarding this. Watch now. Remember, the wine of Babylon, this is going to cause the wrath of God going to come up on the wicked. Watch this now. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Chapter 11, verse 18. The nation were angry, and their wrath is come. Nation to be angry? The wine. You remember, we just read it, right, beloved? In Jeremiah, remember? We just read it, beloved. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. Remember, it said, Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. that made all her drunken, the nation have drunken of her wine, therefore the nation are what? Mad. So now the Bible is showing you what caused them to be mad. So when the nation are fully drunk, meaning fully mad, that wrath is come. Lord have mercy. Catch it, beloved? Now, go back with me now. We're in Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. The nation were hungry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead that should be judged, and that should, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, unto the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. The power that be, beloved, they are bringing climate change and saying that you need to stop drive your cars and all these things. They try to say that if you stop drive your cars, stay home on Sunday, that means we can resolve the problem. But you and I, we are told in the Bible that this earth, this heaven that reserved for the time of the end, that God's going to burn this world with fire. How is it that God's going to burn this earth up and they try to reserve it? Are you with me, beloved? So God preserved this earth so his people can get it right. How would that be? Who are they following? Satan, beloved. They are mad. Beloved, you need to throw that black box in your house. If you are listening to those news media, all they're going to feed you with the information they want to give you. But, beloved, your news, your current event is your Bible. Your Bible is your power and your finger is your pint. You combine the both, you have your power pint. The Bible already show us what is going to transpire, beloved. We need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, with his word, because Jesus is going to speak to you through his word and to show you the time of the end, what's going to happen to the wicked. Know the power that be there planning against us. We know that all earthly support is going to cut off. We know that the time going to come, we can't call. We know that the time going to come, beloved, we can't come on the phone anymore. We know the time is coming that we can't go to the store anymore. We know that the time is coming, beloved, you ain't going to have a bed to sleep in anymore. We know the time is coming that you will not have a roof over your head. You're going to be running to the rocks and to the mountains, beloved. But remember that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Remember that you and I, we are strangers walking through this pilgrim world. Are you with me, beloved? Remember that. So don't get too comfortable. Jesus said, tarry till I come. Remember, your home is in heaven. Are you with me, beloved? So let us move on now. Go with me to Psalms 9, verse 17. So the nations were hungry. And so because of that, they're hungry, they forget. They forgot the law of God. Listen to what the Bible says. Psalms 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nation that forget God. So all the nation that forget God are going to turn into what? Hell. They're going to die. You seeing this, beloved? What's going to kill them first? The wrath of God, the seven last plagues. Brothers and sisters, so what God going to use to destroy the wicked? Go with me to Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. What the Lord going to use to destroy the wicked? We want to know what the Lord going to use to destroy the wicked. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. So who's going to be cast into the lake of fire? Satan, the beast, and the false prophet, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So, beloved, Jesus is coming. Whatever your city power that be is planning, remember, Jesus is planning too. They have a saying, say, when wild men planning, God is wiping. God is blotting out and wiping. We are told in the Bible, do you see this, the treasure in God's storehouse? The snow, the hail, those fire and brimstone, beloved, big like basketball that God is going to fling in their head. This is the Bible, Spirit of Prophecy said, Spirit of Prophecy said, this is God's weapon of mass destruction. Beloved, World War III not going to destroy the earth. They may damage it. Listen now, because we get beside ourselves sometimes. Oh, the snow is melting and the earth going to overflow. No, you forgot God promised his rainbow. When you see the rainfall, God promised he will never flood the earth again to destroy. The rainbow is a promise of God's covenant to you and I. The only one that going to destroy this earth is the Father and the Lamb, the Son of Man, the second coming, the seven last plague, and Jesus coming. When God gives the day and the hour, they're going to be such a mighty earthquake, and all of the massive buildings, they're going to crumble down, beloved. Then they're going to come down, and the grave's going to be open, tempest going to be blowing, mighty earthquake, lightning and thunder, beloved, striking, trying, beloved. These power that be, beloved, they are not going to destroy the earth. They may damage and destroy lives, but the Son of Man and the Father, they're the one that's going to destroy this earth. And these rich men, lavish and all these things, lavish their big buildings and their money, beloved. One day, we have no use for them. They themselves going to be mad. They themselves going to run to the rocks and to the mountains. While you standing on your feet and say, this is our God, who we are waiting for, he will save us. And we who are waiting, we will be caught up with those who resurrect. Jesus is coming, remember that. Jesus loves you. Go with me now. So what did David say would happen when the world make God's law void? Psalms 119:126. When the world make void God's law. Do you know that when America made God's law void, when America enforced the national Sunday law, we are told America gonna separate ourselves from righteousness. What is the secret of America's success? Is it because those who are in America who are holding up the standard, the word of God, do you remember the pilgrims? When the pilgrims come on the soil, beloved, for years they would never see in the street a beggar or a homeless or a drunkard. Never, for years. But when in America, throw away the law of God, you start to see homeless, beggars. People drinking, frustration, and all these things, beloved. America is not great. The holy place is great. It's in heavenly Jerusalem, where Jesus is at, interceding on you and I be at. Are you going to follow America, follow the majority, and reject God's law? No. There to be a Daniel, there to stand alone, there to be different, there to be look like fanatic. Dare to say, when they say you are extreme, are you going to get offended because of the word of God? Jesus said, blessed is he who is not offended of me. Do not lower the standard. The song says, raise the standard. See the foe is coming high. Raise the standard for the Lord. Raise the standard. Lift up thy voice. Even though it costs your life to raise the standard high. We are told, beloved, if we're going to compromise for peace, beloved, let there be difference. And the woman of God said, even let there be war. War, beloved. The word of God is so serious. So when they make void the law of God, God ready to fight. There's supposed to be a jealous hunger in your heart when you see man made in void the law of God. We are told in the Bible when God's people in persecution, we're going to cry out and say, it is time, Lord, for thee to work for they have made void thy law. It is time, Lord, for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. The greatest test, beloved, is the Sabbath on Sunday. Some of us, we're going to lose our life over the Sabbath. Some of us, we have problems with our job, beloved, but we are told the restraint that God have up on the wicked, when that restraint is removed, Satan going to take full control. If your family is not in Jesus, Lord have mercy. You better run out of the house. No sympathy. You think you see wickedness yet? You think you see bloodshed yet? Wait until probation closes. Why is Jesus tiring? Because he's long-suffering. He's waiting on you and I. Until you get it right, then he can put in the sickle. Until you get it right, then Jesus can say, I have my faithful few. Until you can get it right, we are waiting. We have said, Lord Jesus, come. But he said, my daughter, my son, you ain't get it right yet. Until you see sin in its true nature, until you see sin that you hate it, until you see sin that you hate even your very thoughts, until you see sin that you hate even your own passion, until you hate sin that you even hate your even proud look, then Jesus will make his appearance. But we are told, when will the church learn righteousness? When everything at stake, when our back against the wall, when we cannot go back to our house, when they are hunting us down like dogs, and we see bloodshed upon bloodshed, we are told, then the inhabitants will learn righteousness. We are lukewarm, we are heels in Zion, sitting down, thinking SDA means sitting down always. No, it means 7 days, Adventist, Advent light. Get up and stand up, rise and shine, for your life is come, beloved. Jesus wants to pour out the Holy Spirit like never before. This is the sealing time. Get ready. Get your oath in order. Get your oath in ready, beloved. No man will be sealed. And if your house is not in order, get ready. No one's supposed to be having two opinions. How long, Advent line, will you be between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. Serve the Lord, beloved. You ain't getting no cotton candy soft message. You are getting a message to pick your heart, because Jesus loves you. Jesus is coming. You have an enemy, beloved, want to take your life every moment, every breath. Satan and his agency. But one day Jesus promised you and I, if you are faithful, one day you ain't going to worry about frustration, worry, pain, arthritis, rheumatitis, cancer, and all the ISIS, beloved. One day, Jesus wants to restore your body. One day, beloved, you and I will be in heaven. By a smile, we're going to be so bright, beloved. You ain't going to wear no glasses, beloved. 2020 vision, beloved. Can see Sister Carla way over there. Brother Richardson way over there. Brother Richardson ain't going to have no gray hair. Brother Richardson is going to be leaping like a young man. No more suffering. No more pain, beloved. Nothing but joy and praise, beloved. This is the place that Jesus said, go to prepare a place for you. Do you want to be there? I'm sick and tired of this world, beloved. I'm sick and tired of even my own sinful soul, beloved. But Jesus promised you, beloved, he will give you a new name. He will give you a new body. He will give you a garment, beloved. He will give you a crown, beloved. He said he will make you walk on streets of gold, beloved. Get ready. Get ready. Hell, all hell going to break loose, beloved. The power that be, they are planning. Yes, they control all of these things, beloved. But remember, you are a stranger in this world. Remember. Remember. When everybody turned their back against you, remember that Jesus' hand is stretched out. Do not take your hand out of that unchanging hand. We are told, Sister White said, why did the church do not have power? We are told that the church let go of the hands of Jesus too soon. Beloved, we are told that Jesus is a journey away from many of us, a day journey. Beloved, we need to get it right so Jesus and his holy angels and his Holy Spirit and the Father can visit our home, beloved. God is going around, beloved, house by house, family by family, single family, beloved. He's putting his seal upon his people. Get your house in order. Get ready, others ready. Christmas is a pagan holiday. Your holiday is the seventh day Sabbath, beloved. You're supposed to be joyful. You're supposed to be looking forward when you're ironing in your clothes. Such a joy in your heart. You are singing. Singing in your heart, Lord, I'm looking forward for this Sabbath. Don't follow the world, beloved. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to be different. Jesus is coming, Advent life. He loves you so much. You are bought with a valuable price. You are valuable, beloved. Jesus loves you. Don't let him down. All heaven is anticipated, waiting for you and I, waiting to who will stand firm, who will, the Lord, that was even dead, Lord, I will remain faithful. Heaven is looking. Can you imagine? Advent life. All heaven is looking. Heaven know each and every one of us address. Heaven know each and every one of us face. Heaven know each and every one of us name. Heaven know each, everything that we are struggling with. But heaven is looking and saying, who will look and live? Who will look unto Jesus? Who will look and believe what Jesus said? Who will remain faithful? Who will stand up for Jesus? Who will proclaim his name? Beloved, pray that you get the message. Sometimes you have to speak hard to God's people. Speak in love to you, beloved. I love you. I'm not here to play with you. Time is precious. Time is valuable. And you take the time out, beloved, to sit and to listen. A man who bring in the word of God to you. I pray that God will touch my words, to touch your heart. There is hope. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Things are going to get rough. But remember, oh, happy day when Jesus walks. Oh, happy day. Can you imagine that you will look into Jesus' face? Can you imagine that Jesus will say, well done, well done. Well done, my faithful. Well done. Enter into my joy. Enter in. Can you imagine Advent life when God is carrying us to heaven and you see heaven, these pearly gates open up to you? Can you imagine? What a joy. What a joy. What a joy. Heaven is waiting. Who is it? We say, heaven, no matter what, I promise I will be there. But Lord Jesus, I surrender. Power to thee, I surrender. Who is it will say, Lord, I hear your voice, but I need strength to carry on. Sometimes Satan busts me. Sometimes I get discouraged, but who is it will say, Lord, I know what you have in store for me, but sometimes I doubt these things. Do not doubt the Lord, beloved. He is not like man, he will lie. He cannot lie. Do not doubt Jesus' word. Believe what he said and watch God work for you. Jesus loves you, Advent life. Jesus loves you. He gives you this Sabbath because he wants to refresh you. He wants you to be happy. When you say happy Sabbath, you're supposed to be happy. When somebody says happy Sabbath, no, happy Sabbath. Who are you, my sister? Who are you, my brother? We do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God, a mighty God, a powerful God. And God, remember that is the God who gives you a roof over your head. Look up. Who give you that roof over your head? Look down. Who give you that chair? Look on your clothes. Look on your body. Who gives you that strength to move around? Jesus. Serve him. Serve him. Serve Jesus. Be thankful. No matter what you are going through, be content. You may not have enough. You may contemplate in country living, but continue to believe. Continue to have an expectation that knowing that he will open up a door for you. Jesus is coming. He loves you, beloved. Do not give in. Do not give in. There is a place for you in heaven. There is room enough. No one's going to take your room. You have a place to put your crown, beloved. You ain't going to worry about somebody misplace your crown. No. Can you imagine? Beloved, Jesus wants to show you all. These are there. Jesus wants to bring you to the unfallen world. These are there. That have kept their garment white and pure. They have washed their garment in my blood on a daily basis. These are they who cry out to me on a daily basis. They want to see my face. These are they which get victory over sin on a daily basis. These are they which take and persecute and beat up and bruise and all these things. These are they. They will never experience sorrow anymore. They will never cry anymore because I wipe away their tears. Every time you look up on that same face in heaven, it's just joy, peace, radiating with the light of God in heaven, beloved. And this world, beloved, our countenance is disfigured. Cannot smile. But when Jesus is in the soul, no matter what you are going through, there is joy. Jesus said, peace I live with you. Peace I live with you. Not as the world. Do not seek the peace of this world. Seek the peace of Jesus Christ. Because he loves you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy. You love your people. And you want us to be prosperous in all things. Lord, we have an enemy of the soul. As we, Lord, we thank you so much. You have used me. I don't want to be a castaway. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord, as we're going to be departed, Lord, from the fall. We pray that your presence will not depart from us. Let your will be done. Keep us, Lord, for we cannot keep ourselves. Keep our mind, for we cannot keep it. Keep our hearts, for we cannot keep it. Help us not to walk in strange paths. Help us not to go ahead of you, but help us to let you lead the way. Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, we are asking for your presence. Visit my brothers and sisters. Wherever we are lacking in our spiritual walk, Lord, I pray that you may have mercy. By your grace and your mercy, oh God, please have mercy. Send your people strength where you are in the city and on our behalf in the heavenly sanctuary. Thank you so much for hearing us. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. Thank you so much for this message. Thank you so much for this prayer line, Advent Life. We pray that you may continue to let this prayer line grow. And those who can come to know Jesus like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. I wanted to just share this scripture as I read earlier, Brother Ricardo, about Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verses 13, 14, the whole duty of God is for us to keep the commandments. I'm just paraphrasing it because I'm not reading it right now. I can do better than that, but I'm just kind of off the top of my head. But what I want to share is Isaiah chapter 30. You gave us a study, and I appreciate your honesty and your work because God tell you, my brother, he said, you're the watchman. And you are to give the word to the people, one's God's people. So we are grateful that you wanting us and preparing us. And you ain't got to hold nothing back because this is what Isaiah 30, chapter 10 says, verse 9, say that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say that the seers see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, he said, but speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. So I don't wanna say prophesy to me deceit or speak to me smooth things. If it cut, let it cut, because that's the only way I'm going to get it right. So I want to thank you for this message tonight, and brother, may you continue to preach it, because you know what? You're going to have your stars and your crown because you don't know who's going to be saved by this preaching. So I just want to thank, our Father. I want to thank our Savior for the message tonight, which you have brought to us. And may God bless our brothers and sisters. And may the Lord wake us up in the morning and prepare for his holy Sabbath as we're going to be in a continuing till the morning evening. So I just want to thank you all, brothers and sisters. I want to thank all our out of the country. Thank everybody for coming to join Advent Light Ministry. We want to thank Brother Ricardo White for allowing him to be able to preach this message, you know, because they have to be in agreement. So So we want to thank the family and everyone. And we thank our Father for allowing him to bring the message also. So thank you, brothers and sisters. May God bless you and keep you tonight while we sleep in the morning. Amen. And I will play this song, and hopefully we can see most of everyone Sunday, because sometime Brother Ricardo is on Sunday, but Brother Akeem usually bring the message. So if you don't mind, join us on Sunday. It's the same time. So thank you once again, brothers and sisters.
Thank you.